说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, newbies. This is Chinese Pod coming to you from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And today we are looking at precisely what, Jenny?
A random act of kindness.
A random act of kindness.
When you see your friend is tired,
yes,
and you're showing concern, why he or she is tired.
Wow. Mm. Why on earth would you want to do that? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Well, no, it's a very, very useful.
Why are you so nosy, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, now we'll take the usual approach here. We have a dialogue, we'll do it three times, and then after that, what I suggest, of course, is, you know, sit back and listen to the dialogue.
Yes.
Don't worry too much if you don't understand it in the beginning, because after that, we'll come back and we will.
Break it down.
Yes, we will.
Dialogue, first time.
Oh, well.
你今天很累吗？
对。
为什么？
因为我今天很忙。
Second time.
你今天很累吗？
对。
为什么？
因为我今天很忙。
Third time。
你今天很累吗？
对。
为什么？
因为我今天很忙。
Okay, then, let's translate, shall we?
Oh, that was the sound effect.
Ah.
The yawning.
The yawning. Okay.
Oh, do you think we yawn differently? Like, between Chinese people and Westerners?
No.
No?
No, I think it's essentially
That's another topic. Let's translate.
It's a big gaping topic.
你今天很累吗?
Are you tired today?
你今天很累吗?
Are you tired today?
你今天很累吗? 对。
Yes.
对。
Yes.
对。为什么?
Why?
为什么?
Why?
为什么? 因为我今天很忙。
Because I'm really busy today.
因为我今天很忙。
Because I'm very busy today.
因为我今天很忙。
Okay. Well.
Are you tired, Ken?
No. Are you?
对。
对。
很累。
很累。
因为很忙。
Ah, you're very busy and tired. Okay.
Yep.
I sympathize.But that doesn't mean we can't go on with the lesson, Jenny. So,
we have to go on.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's take this from the top. Let's treat this as if perhaps the listener had never had a lesson before in Chinese, right? Let's get into the details.
Yes.
Let's do that. Okay. Now, so the first sentence was, let's hear it again, please.
你今天很累吗?你今天很累吗?
Now, let's do what we call the backline build-up. Let's start at the end of the sentence and move towards the front of it. So the last word in that sentence is...
Ma. Ma.
Ma.
Your favorite particle.
Yeah, it is, in fact.
It's a question-making particle.
A question-making particle. And it's also the neutral tone.
That's right.
So that makes it easier. Let's hear it again, please, Jenny.
Ma. Ma.
Now, the word for tired is...
Lei. Lei.
And that is the fourth tone, right?
Correct.
Lei.
Lei.
Fourth tone, yeah.
Meaning tired, exhausted.
Yeah. Now, if you put those two items together, you could actually form a very primitive, simple question by saying...
Lei ma? Lei ma?
And that literally means tired, question mark.
Yes, and it's a very natural expression.
Yes, yeah. It could be used to ask, you know, are you tired? So let's just hear that.
Lei ma? Lei ma?
And if I want to be really efficient, I could actually answer you by saying...
Lei.
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 Lei. There you go. That's how efficient Chinese can be at times. Look at that. Lei ma. No, but the sentence actually, there's a bit more to it here because the expression was actually very tired.
很累。很累。很累.
Now, 很, third tone.
Yes.
Meaning?
Very much.
Very or very much. Yeah. And so you could even ask the question again, are you very tired, by saying
很累吗?很累吗?
There you go. Now, the expression, the word for today in Chinese is
今天,今天.
Now, two first tones.
Right. Meaning today.
Today, yeah. And the pronoun you, as in second person singular, is
你,你.
Okay, 你.
Third tone.
Third tone, you. So let's, if you would be so kind, Jenny, why don't you put them all together and we hear that full sentence.
你今天很累吗? 你今天很累吗?
你今天很累吗? There you go.
Yes.
Now, literally translated, this is you today very tired? Question mark. There you go.
Yes.
It's really interesting, I think, the way Chinese works, like these little Lego pieces that, because it doesn't have grammar, it's great.
Yeah.
So you just take pieces out, put pieces in, and they just work quite well if you get the patterns down.
Yes.
Now, and the answer was a full-throated...
Very simple. 对。对。对。
Meaning?
对. Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
对。对。对。A very useful expression, is it not?
对。对。对。
Yeah, it is.
We could go on forever.
We could. 对, I agree.
And it's often used to answer in the affirmative.
In the affirmative.
对.
Yeah, so be positive. You know, be a positive person. Just keep walking around saying 对。对。对。对 to everything. See what happens.
Yes.
Don't blame us when it goes horribly wrong. But anyway, 对. Means yes. Now, and the question, why in Chinese?
为什么?为什么?为什么?为什么?为什么? That could be your very first curious expression in Chinese.
Well, I asked you first.
为什么?为什么?为什么?
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
So never ending is our theme today.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
对.
The big questions.
对.
对.
为什么?
Yeah.
Well, let's go over the pronunciation here.
Yeah.
为, fourth tone.
Yeah.
And 什么, second and neutral.
Yeah.
为什么?为什么?为什么?为什么? But don't get bogged down by tones at this point.
No, just listen to the whole thing.
为什么?为什么?为什么?
There you go.
Remember the expression, the lexical chunk.
If you want to sound clueless, walk around saying all the time, 为什么?为什么? If you want to sound clever in Chinese, walk around all the time saying, 对。对。对。
Ken, you know, in China, most kids in the city have read a book called 10,000 为什么?
Really?
Yeah, it's like encyclopedia for kids.
The 10,000 whys.
对, 10,000为什么?
Did you read it?
Yes.
You read all 10,000 whys?
I think my parents did. Bedtime
did
reading, yeah.
What do you mean your parents read it? They read it for you?
To me or for me.
They read it to you. Okay, yes. That's good.
为什么?
I thought you'd outsourced it to them or something.
I wasn't that smart.
Okay.
And we didn't know about outsourcing back then.
Ah, well, okay. All right, well, let's look at the last sentence then. What do we got?
因为我今天很忙。因为我今天很忙。
Now, let's take this sentence from the front, not from the back.
Yes.
Now, because the question was...
为什么? And the answer here, 因为... 因为.
And 因为 means?
Because.
Because. Because. Let's hear it again, please.
因为. 因为 first and fourth tone, yeah. And you might hear 因为
yes.
second tone, yeah. And they're both quite frequently used.
Yeah. Mm,
two pronunciations.
Yeah. Let's practice that. I'll ask you why, and you say because. All right.
为什么？因为我今天很忙.
我今天很忙.
Yes.
So let's take it from there. The pronoun 我 meaning
I or me.
Me. Mm. And again, we have the word for today.
今天.
Yes. Today. 我今天. Mm. I today.
And another word we had before.
Yes.
很.
Meaning.
Very.
Very.
So in the first sentence, we had 很累.
Yes.
很累, very tired.
Yeah.
And here in the answer, we have 很忙.
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 So 忙 presumably means?
Busy.
Busy.
Yes. 忙.
Yeah.
忙, yeah. Second tone.
Yeah. Notice briefly that you don't need a verb here, right?
Mm.
In English, you say you need an auxiliary verb.
Yes,
I am tired. In Chinese, you just say
我很累 or 我累. Same for 我很忙.
Yeah.
我很忙.
I'm very busy.
Yes.
Wow. Mm. I believe you, Jenny. I know you're very busy.
We're all busy.
I know.
Busy in our lives.
You are a very 忙 individual.
And now, let's get busy by listening to the dialogue
Good
three times.
Good suggestion.
Dialogue, first time.
Oh, well.
你今天很累吗?
对。为什么? 因为我今天很忙。
Second time.
Oh, well.
你今天很累吗?
对。为什么?
因为我今天很忙。Third time.
Oh, well.
你今天很累吗?
对。
为什么?
因为我今天很忙。Okay,
do you have anything else to share with us on this subject, the topic of 累 and 忙?
Do you think the Chinese culture is particularly considerate or making small talks around such topics? Oh, you look tired. Why?
I think there's an element of curiosity as well.
Yeah.
People want to know.
Yes.
There isn't the same level of what we might call sort of privacy, notions of privacy.
Yeah,
people
that's
always
true.
Want to know,
yes.
Why are you looking so tired today?
Mm.
What precisely were you doing late into the
concern.
Night?
Showing concern. Well, it's a different culture, right?
It is a different culture.
But with Chinese Pod, we bring you the language to understand the culture and the language better.
Exactly. So that's how you you stick your nose into other people's business. Don't say we don't give you practical things around here on Chinese Pod. Go to ChinesePod.com.
Mm.
That's where the community of practice is.
Yes.
That's where the patterns are.
Exactly.
That's where it's all happening.
Yeah, and Chinese Pod is designed for people who are 忙.
Is
and
it?
Lay.
Oh, yeah, it's
yeah,
true.
You
it's
can
true.
Economize your time.
Yes.
Listening on your way commute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No stone shall remain unturned to help you to learn this language. No matter where you are or what you're doing, we'll bring the Chinese to you, shall we not?
Yes, we shall. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Indeed.
However, it's time to say 再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0836.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0836 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0836.